Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, happy Friday, everybody.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
I was born by God's dear grace,
right here in the good old U.S. of A.
In an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. It is 7 past the hour. Happy Friday for some, not a happy Friday for members of the Fargo Police Department, law enforcement all throughout the region, the families of Jake Willeen and Officer Hawes, Officer Dotis. Those two remain critically injured in a Fargo hospital, and also, of course, the loss of life of Jake Willeen, who will be laid to rest tomorrow. We'll have that funeral coverage right here on the Flag and the WDAY AM 970 tomorrow as well. So from Pequot Lakes, we'll have the coverage for you right here. We also have stickers that are end of watch stickers that honor Jake Willeen. You can stop by our studios and pick those up for a free will donation of any amount, up to you. West Fargo had cruise night last night, and Jay Thomas and crew raised about $1,500 from stickers. So all that goes to the family. Every bit of it helps. So it's wonderful. Anyway, today at 10:30, a press conference will be held, Fargo City Commission Chambers, where we will hear from Attorney General Drew Wrigley, who, of course, leads the Bureau of Criminal Investigation in North Dakota, as well as the FBI, I assume. We'll hear from them. They've been part of this investigation. Fargo Police Department has not, because of the fact that there was an officer-involved shooting, but they'll obviously be present there as well, and the mayor and city officials. And I imagine we're going to learn a lot. We will be there. I'm headed there at 10 o'clock, and we will begin our special coverage with Steve Hallstrom and Bonnie Amistadi at 10 a.m. this morning on What's on Your Mind, right here on the Flag, East and West, to keep you abreast of what exactly we learn from this. It's still not real. We're a week today from the event, and it's still just, this happened here on our watch? What do we want to know? What are your pressing answers? We'll ask them for you on What's on Your Mind. One listener, Michelle, wants to know, where is a picture of the shooter? Drew Wrigley did address that in the press conference that happened on Monday about the officer-involved shooting, and he said people were accusing him of hiding the picture of Mohammed Barakat. They evidently have not found a photo that they can 100% verify is Mohammed Barakat, and I can attest to it's challenging to do so, because we found a video and a photo that both fit the description of Mohammed Barakat, but we can't confirm 100% that's him. So one is from a workplace that he was at before and remains on the website to date, and the other one is from a video, 2018 I think the video was, talking about coming from Syria in 2011, but there could be other Mohammed Barakats, obviously. There's a lot of folks with that name. So my understanding is there's no no booking photo, because he's not been booked on anything, right? So nothing immediately to show us. with the exception of the Department of Transportation photo from his driver's license. But state law in North Dakota has some significant restrictions on how you can release that. So I don't doubt they've seen it, but as far as releasing it, they can't do that as of yet because of the state law. So they'll need some kind of ruling, I guess, on that, and maybe today will be the day on getting that one. But thank you for the question. Others welcome on our Facebook page as well as by calling us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What do you want to know today, Kev?
When it comes to being impatient about the release of information in something like this, let me put a scenario to you. What if he didn't act alone? What if there were other people? What if they, you know, they talk about cells? They talk about the way that the jihad works, and if he's a radicalized Muslim, if he believes in radical Islam, and that's where his mindset is, and he's not alone. Do you want the information released to satisfy you? Or do you want that information kept with the investigative bodies that are investigating this to make sure they get it all right? That's the thing that you have to think past. Why aren't we getting more? Why aren't they letting this, you know, well, and I mentioned earlier, I spent some time on vacation with a friend of mine who's with the field office in Kansas City with the FBI. I've known him for years. He's an awesome guy. He works with amazing people. The problem of the rot at the FBI is at the top.
Seventh floor, Washington, D.C.
In D.C.
Yeah.
The field office in Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, the people that are working around here are solid. And if they're on to something, you don't want to screw that up by just because you want to know more right now.
So Kevin's added another question in here for our listeners today besides what do you want to know. It's the question of, you know, if, and by the way, every law enforcement official that spoke, from the attorney general to the chief of police, has said some version of, if we find a threat to the community, we will let you know.
Oh, no doubt.
So they've said that. But to Kevin's point, you know, just in the I want to know mode that we find ourselves in so often, sometimes we're better off not knowing because they can follow breadcrumbs better than if that perp knows that.
And you never know. What I mean, if you watch the first 48 or any Law and Order or CSI, or, I mean, you never want to jeopardize an investigation because the evidence can get compromised at any turn. So that's why it's guarded so carefully, and they make sure that the things are, you know, that it's done, like, well, by the book. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're very, very regimented in how they'll look at this and how they'll do it.
Rochelle sends a note saying, Scott, I was very disappointed by the rhetoric of Bonnie and Steve, referring to Bonnie Amistad and Steve Hallstrom, rather, last Saturday following the press conference with the police regarding the horrific showing on Friday, shooting that killed one of Fargo's officers and left two others and a civilian wounded. It seems they got caught up in a dialogue that sounded much more like the extreme left than conservative radio. Statements made like, in my 30 years of experience, and civilians are important too, and we deserve to know more than you gave us. Wow. I've talked to numerous people since then, and everyone felt that commentary was not consistent with supporting our police force. I appreciate you calling and trying to redirect three times that I heard you asking them to give the police a break. What happened? Goes on to say, I hope Saturday's commentary is not an indication of the direction things are going on AM 1100, as a lot of us count on it for unbiased information and commentary. Once again, I appreciate your efforts to save the programming and redirect the rhetoric, but it fell on deaf ears. I wouldn't say I was redirecting the rhetoric necessarily. I was just giving a different perspective. I think there was a version of the same thing that we all were saying, and that is rumors multiply when there's a vacuum. They wanted information from the Fargo Police Department. The Fargo Police Department had been cut off from the investigation because of the officer-involved shooting. So really, they didn't know a lot of the answers to the questions. And I think, I will say this, I think we need to err on the side of cutting them a break. Back to Kevin's point on what information you release and when you release it. Especially when one of their own is down, two of their own are in critical condition in the hospital. I just think that's so important. Now, that being said, I think a press conference and transparency is important too, but I think if you watch the press conference on Monday, if you watch the one today, I don't think you're going to see people hiding from anything of note. So appreciate that. Texter says, Wrigley for governor. the B-worthy thing has certainly taken off, that's for sure. Texter says, the caller didn't want to go on the air but was thinking that the regional marksman center where this guy went should have a picture of him. I don't know. Do they take your picture at the
I don't know.
Shooting range?
I'm not a member or anything. I just go on occasion, but yeah, I don't know.
They have a picture taken.
Got an email from Trina. Said, I visited the memorial site at lunch yesterday. This came in yesterday afternoon. And very impressed to see 4 Billy Graham Law Enforcement Chaplain Society volunteers. Well, we had one on yesterday at the memorial site yesterday afternoon. It was very nice to chat with them. Putting their feelings into words, our feelings helps the healing process.
Big time.
And big time.
And these guys,
I thank them.
That's what they do.
Yes. Yeah. Amazing.
I mean, when
amazing guy.
When tragedy strikes, boom, they're on a plane on their way. And we did talk to
one
of the team members yesterday on the program. So it's fun to hear that story from the Billy Graham team. More on What's On Your Mind after a short timeout. Don't go away, my friends.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life full of fun seems to be the ideal. The good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really hands.
Tony Bennett passed away today at 96 years of age.
Talk about singers were singers, my friend.
Oh, no kidding.
No auto-tune, no studio geeks, no, no. Fire up the orchestra, put a little echo on that mic, let's go.
You talk about the good life.
Oh.
Let me tell you about the University of Mary. Because your education is meant to prepare you for much more than just the next lap on the corporate treadmill. That isn't the good life. It's meant to equip you to live a fulfilling, meaningful life. That's the good life. The University of Mary's flexible, affordable degree programs combine world-class career preparation with values-based life formation to help you unlock your fullest potential. Not only your fullest potential, but your personal potential. Rise to your calling with the University of Mary. You were made for more. Start today at online.umary.edu. Online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu. 21 past the hour. Let me play that clip again of North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley. This is from the press conference on Monday, but we're starting to talk about the root causes of what law enforcement are dealing with. In the extreme last Friday with a shooting and the death of a law enforcement officer, critical wounding of two others and a civilian also wounded. And things like we saw during the Dakota Access Pipeline protests, spitting at law enforcement officers and just total disrespect. Why is that happening?
I would say the same with the investigative actions. Are not your regular routine, just, you know, like we build this. And I've stood in a lot of courtrooms. It's funny to me the number of times you're in courtrooms. It's like people think they sign up for getting punched in the jaw when they're arresting somebody, or sign up for, you know, the everybody's fleeing these days. Everybody takes off running in their vehicles or resists arrest. That's not what they sign up for. That's a cultural shift.
Fleeing, punched in the face, all the things to disrespect law enforcement. That is a cultural shift. And his other comment that's gone viral from Friday, Monday rather, was be worthy. So my question for you is, we all can see the cultural shift.
No question.
That's not in debate. That's happening. That's real. What do we do about it? How do we be worthy of these officers to take on the treatment that they are getting? What do we do?
You keep thanking them. You show them the love. We've got to change leadership in the cities where this is Seattle. We can go down the list where this all the Ilhan Omars of the world. Completely dismantle and defund and blah, 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 blah. Just stop talking. These people say that, of course, well, they're surrounded by security. They're surrounded by people that are armed. It's been ridiculous since the first time it got uttered out of one of those pie holes.
Texter says, enforce the damn laws, back the police, get rid of crooked DAs. All very good suggestions.
Amen to that, too.
Another listener says, Scott, how is Toby Keith, Willie Nelson's song, Whiskey for My Men, Beer for My Horses, any different than Jason Aldean's song? Both speak the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Well, yeah, but they wasn't released this week. Toby released that now, boy, he'd be in trouble. Be okay. Canceled.
So again, there's a cultural
courtesy
shift.
Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. That couldn't get released today. They'd cancel him. It cancels contract.
So I'll add that one to the cultural shift. Interesting. What do you want to know? What can we ask on your behalf at the press conference today about Mohammed Barakat's evil actions last Friday? What do you want to know? Let us know. Kevin's question, are you okay with not knowing everything the investigators know? If it can mean they'll have a better chance at nabbing bad guys? You okay with that? You trust that? Let us know what's on your mind. Scott, I like the Aaron Tippin song you use at times. Consider another song to use, The Eagle from Waylon Jennings. If you see a video of it, it will show U.S. military images. I heard once that the fighter pilots adopted that song during Operation Desert Storm. Text Brenda. Thank you, Brenda. We'll take that under consideration. Glad you like the song we used, though, for sure. Thank you very much. Texter says, apparently, they also filmed Hannah Montana in front of that same courthouse So that entire show is now racist.
Yeah. I saw that, too. It's a very familiar courthouse. I forget where it is, but it's, yeah, it's all nonsense.
I have a comment from Jason Aldean last night. He posted on Twitter. I'll share in a bit here. Really good. Let's see. Scott and Kevin are thinking too much. This guy's delusional. He believes he's on a mission. How many guns did the Las Vegas shooter have? A lot.
Which shooter?
Oh, Kevin is now saying we have a second shooter we've not identified in the Las Vegas shooting, huh?
There may be more than two. There's all kinds of stuff about that incident that has got everybody. That they don't report on again, but you can find the info. Look on Rumble. Talk about it.
People's, let's see, another listener. People need to teach their kids who the good guys are and why you're safe in your home. It's because of the police.
Most people do.
I think they do.
Vast majority.
Yet, we see this cultural shift where it's okay to flee, not listen to cops, punch a cop, spit on a cop, all the crap they pull. That's wrong, wrong, wrong. Makes no sense. Let's see. Scott, let's say there was another person. Where is this person and what are they planning? Is there a potential for another attack of some sort? I don't know the answer to any of that, but it's certainly a question that will come up today.
I guarantee you the investigators are asking those questions.
Right.
And finding answers.
And they have said if the public was in imminent danger, they would immediately say that. They wouldn't hold that information. So I have to believe that means so far there's no knowledge of a second person. And if we subscribe to the theory that there is, they've got a lot less guns at this moment in time. So we've got time to find him. I think Mohammed Barakat was the gun guy.
That's a great point, by the way.
Another listener says we should show his dead bastard face. I think that's appropriate. Another one said, I don't think the picture release of the dead suspect would change anything. Listening to people say we need the picture of the guy, why? He's dead. The picture and every time the media says his name puts him on a cloud. Stop saying his name. I struggle with that, too. I really do. You know, the picture, the name, the whole thing.
You and I both, sir.
Lester says, I want to know this. Is Officer Robinson been reinstated? Is he back on the job? I've not heard from Wrigley that he has been reinstated. I think reinstated is the job of the Fargo Police Department. He is cleared to go back to work, however. But that's a Fargo question. I'll ask Chief about that today, because that's something they can answer. Thanks for that question. Welcome others. 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley released an unclassified FD 1023 FBI document yesterday that he claims is significant in their investigation of President Biden and his son's illegal business dealings with foreign entities. It involves claims a confidential informant made in 2020 about the Ukrainian energy company Burisma and how the Bidens were paid to get the prosecutor fired over an investigation of the company. Joe Biden in 2018.
I said, you're not getting a billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, we're leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a got fired.
George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News last night says the pieces of evidence keep stacking up against the president and his family.
Is that it dovetails perfectly with what Comer and other chairmen have found.
Lance Fry, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco.
Remember when San Francisco was an iconic,
high
beautiful city on the sea?
High. Got married
the
hill, there once, you know.
Did you?
I did.
Wow. It's not so much anymore.
No.
Not so much. At San Francisco. Let's see what's set for lunch today at PetroServe USA. Let's see. We have home cooking. We have grab-and-go convenience. That's really all you need to know. Fish or pulled pork over mac and cheese today in Valley City. Sloppy Joe's in Harwood. Stuffed green peppers or Salisbury steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Orange chicken at 12th Avenue and I-29. Tater tot hot dish on NP Avenue. Cheeseburger mac in Glendon. Meatballs in Euland. Taco mac on 45th. Personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread for $5.99 today at all PetroServe USA locations. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Call that came in during the break. Kev, you want to roll that?
I say give Officer Robinson an extra month pay to leave so he can just have it off. And who cares what the shooter looks like? Who really cares? Whoever wants to see that, what a bunch of morbid buggers.
Well, morbid buggers.
Morbid bugger, yeah.
I think that the want to see, about seeing the picture of this guy is not so much about wanting to see what he looks like. It's about why has it not been released? Why has it been held back? Or why isn't it around? What, you know?
I'll also say this. I mean, given what we know now about the FBI's corruption at the, you know, leadership level, people are suspicious of the FBI.
Yep.
This is what ticks me off so bad about these knuckleheads that did what they did within the FBI.
Yep. And the rank and file suffer.
And the IRS and everything else. Exactly right. Because the trickle-down reputation comes down to folks right here in Fargo. They're not woke. They're great FBI agents. But I think some people are suspicious. Well, they won't show us because he's Muslim, right? Wouldn't want to, report that.
Or it is, or you think that's why.
So, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. You guys are funny, propping up the FBI after their performance with President Trump and Biden.
Again.
Any ethical agent could have told the truth. The rot is not just at the top.
That is not correct. Bring my numerous conversations in with my guy who's one of the directors in the Kansas City field office who would would shoot that down as hard as he could.
I think what's fair to say is the vast majority of FBI agents are good people and are rock-solid law enforcement officers.
Make no mistake about that.
Yeah, and that's the vast majority of them.
Don't buy into that.
There are some corrupt politicos that have caused much damage.
Comey,
to the rank
Strzok,
of right,
Page.
Exactly. Yep.
We can go to the seventh floor of the building in D.C., and Sebastian Gorka said it back in the day when Trump was there. I mean, it's rotten at the top. And they're all frustrated with it, too, I promise you.
Let's go to Bob on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, I got a couple things. One thing is I live about 5 miles from the shooting range in Castleton. And that's why I'd like to see the picture of this guy, because let's say if I was out there and I seen this guy with, let's say, 4 other questionable-looking characters, I would want to know that. So I can't understand why they're not getting the picture out. For one thing, if he worked at Fleet Farm, which I hear rumors he worked at Fleet Farm, I'm sure they'd have a picture of him. And if he shot at the Red River Range, which it sounds like he did, for sure they would have a picture of him. So there's a lot of good reasons to have his picture out there. Not just
yeah.
to see what he looks like.
Yeah, I mean,
for me, for instance, you know.
I hear what you're saying. And normally you go to Facebook or you find someone somewhere. It's just very little. This guy was a bit of a loner, it looks like, because there's not a lot out there. But the law enforcement officials have a photo. They were showing that photo around at the apartment complex, if you remember. Did you know this guy? Did you see this guy? So they've got a photo.
Yeah.
It, however, is protected by law because of North Dakota Department of Transportation Sentry Code, because we asked for the picture from DOT, and they said, we can't give it to you. And we went and said, hey, how is this interfering from the investigation? And we were told it's not interfering with the investigation, but that's a separate Sentry Code that we're going to have to deal with. So we're trying, and I'm hopeful today that Go ahead.
I'm sure there's plenty of pictures of them. I'm sure there's plenty of pictures of them out there. We're just not getting it. Do you actually think the FBI is going to let somebody know that there's some gunmen running around Fargo, North Dakota? They're not going to let you know that. Just like the White House is not going to let you know when a nuke's ready to drop on North Dakota. I mean, it's just not going to happen. Wrigley can say what he wants, but sorry, I don't buy that there's no pictures. And, there could be threats. Who knows? I just don't trust the FBI. I mean, in the FBI, but
yeah. And just so you know, Jay Thomas did some digging. I've done some digging. We both found a photo and a video that one came from an employer, a previous employer, out in Holly, Minnesota. That said he's there. He'd worked there like 5-6 years ago. And then the other one was a video filmed in 2018 talking about coming from Syria. But again, if I put that out, Bob, and say, here you go, and it's not him, what the heck? You know, now we got a real mess. So I can't do it until I know.
I don't think it's your obligation to actually do that. Right. Yeah, I don't think it's your guys' obligation to have to do that. You should be handed it from the law enforcement and then pass it on from there. But, yeah, something really stinks with this non-picture deal. That's what's really questionable. And then another thing, did I miss out on Hoven and Kramer's statement on about this? Or
I saw Kramer's. I don't remember Hoven's. Did Hoven do one too? Yeah, Chris Larson keeps close tabs on all the press releases that come from them. And Hoven had a release out on it.
Yeah.
Kelly Armstrong will be on tomorrow. We talk about it as well.
All right.
Sure will.
Hey, Bob, thank you. Appreciate your call. Glad you're listening. Kevin, I'm sending you an email that is talking about a video. And the video evidently has a suspicious car from the scene. So if you're able to check that out. On the fly while the show goes, we'll do that. Let's see what's
you know, and the thing is, you'd have to believe that all of the FBI is somehow trickled down into Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck to the point where they're going to cover up some sort of a a jihad, some sort of a cell that they're all, they won't release the picture because he's Muslim. That, you know, you'd have to believe that that somehow the FBI is in all that or in on all that. Or, you know, I certainly don't trust the leadership of the FBI. I mean, look at the crap that went down with, but to compare a crime from a field office in Fargo, North Dakota to what happened to Trump, I think you're apples and oranges there. A little bit. Just saying.
Appreciate the call. Yeah. Texter says, Jim the flagpole guy says it well with so many. We can't and must refuse to live in fear. I saw so much fear in people during the COVID fiasco, it saddened me. Well, there's an answer to the question of how do you be worthy? And one is certainly not living in fear. God bless you. Good example. All right, let's see another question. From a listener, still wondering if Fargo PD knows who was firing shots by Essentia Carlson Library the week previous. Do we know if Barakat was involved in that?
I'll look that up.
All right.
I do believe we know who it was.
Do we? Okay. Chris is on that one. All right, another listener. I want to know why they waited so long for the basic info to be announced. The mayor and Chief Cebulski acted as if they did not even know the basic info. We could have been told the city was safe, and that should have been done immediately. I think that was done. There's no. Wasn't there a release put out the night of the shooting at some point that there's not a danger to the public?
Yeah, I want to say it was like around 6 o'clock, but we did get a release that night saying there was no danger to the public.
Yeah. So, yeah, I believe we did. So we were told we were safe. There was no harm in telling us the officer had died. We learned from a news report showing the emergency vehicles in a line. They certainly could have said we cannot comment. The public would have been okay with that. The fact they said nothing is disturbing. The only info that was spoken by the mayor was a lie about the automatic weapon. If he didn't know, then he could have said, I cannot comment on that. Their lack of communication leads to all the rumors. That falls on them. Says this listener. Thank you. Another morality lesson. A song just went from nowhere to number one, and a beer went from number one to nowhere. Think about it. Yeah. Interesting.
A beer went from number one to nowhere. I love it.
And a song went from nowhere to number one.
Yep.
That song's been out since May. That's the other confusing thing to me.
The song's been out, but the video is what... What
Triggered everybody.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. The album's been out since May.
And how was the song faring?
Number one on iTunes.
Well, now.
Oh yeah.
But before, yeah. Was it kind of middle of the pack or something?
No, it wasn't released yet. It was on his album. It's on his new album.
Oh,
the album was released. But the single just got released and the video. And as soon as they saw the video, it's a lynching video.
What it is a video with news clips of things that actually happened. You know, just so you know. But great morality lesson. Thank you for that. Texter says, question for the FBI. Added to my list. Here we go. Do they plan to do better checks on refugees since 9/11?
All right.
That's still a murky area that we need to do a little bit of digging on. My understanding of the asylum process is they do what they consider to be the next level of a background check, but it's a good question. It's a good question, worthy question. We'll add that one to the list for sure. Another listener, it's normal for the flock to dislike the sheepdog. Only after the wolf has arrived do the sheep realize his importance. We're getting some poignant commentary here from our fine listeners today, aren't we?
Warrior handbook.
It's normal for the flock to dislike the sheepdog. Only after the wolf has arrived do the sheep realize his importance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly right. So just
God bless our protectors.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Let's be worthy of them. How can we be worthy of them? Questions we ask today on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you by MyPillow. 20-year anniversary is on with Mike Lindell. Talked to Mike last night. He's a warrior. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Hey, it's Scott Hanlon from my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot and Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenburn, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak.
What's on your mind with the live coverage of the press conference from downtown Fargo on the murder of Jake Willeen, critical injuries on two other officers, and the arrest, or rather the death of Mohammed Barakat. One outstanding question we had from a listener, was he involved in another shooting by Essentia? Answer?
No. Chad Woolery was arrested for reckless endangerment in that shooting that happened in South Fargo on July 6th.
Got it. I am looking right now at the pre-owned vehicle selection at Buckledge and Valley City. These guys are so great to do business with. They really are. Next time you need a vehicle, call them, stop by and see them. Check out the website, BucklidgeValleyCity.com. They've got trucks galore and priced right. I'm looking at a Chevy Silverado 1500 LT. So it has 26,000 miles on it, $38,000. That is a heck of a price on a truck, I'll tell you that right now. Check it out at BucklidgeValleyCity.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Tom and Horace, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Scott, I've been thinking about this releasing information. You know, the you were talking the other day about how Mark Levin put it national, correct?
He did, yes.
Well, you know, they don't seem to release a lot of information, but it seems like an FBI does that nationally. How many of these other incidents have happened across the country is what I wonder, that we've never heard about.
No kidding.
Because they don't get published nationally.
That's a great point.
Just a little food for thought on why they don't release much information.
They don't want us connecting the dots, I guess, right, Tom?
Yeah, it's like, you know, maybe they're not allowed to because they don't want these things to be big stories.
It's very plausible.
Manipulation of the media.
Why don't we know? It's a good question. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that. Ben and Rolog, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Ben.
Scott, this is Ben. The thing we got to remember, on a ship, the rudder is one of the smallest things, but the rudder is what steers the ship, and that's the same with the FBI. The top is rotten, and it causes the whole ship to be in problems. In World War II, the British caught the Bismarck because they hit the rudder and they couldn't steer it. Well, then they caught up with the whole ship and destroyed it. So remember, it doesn't have to be the majority. It's just one little part. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Texter says, Kevin, Officer Robinson not only risked his life for his fallen brethren and community, I feel he also unnecessarily put at risk by overdoing procedures 16 times to drop the gun. I'm former military, and an enemy maybe would have gotten one warning. Cops are being so careful, they're risking their lives instead of action. He's a hero and a lucky guy.
Well, I'm 1,000% with you.
Yeah, I think of that often. I think,
that's his training.
These are split-second decisions, right?
Yep, yep.
Split-second decisions, but how much does the insanity after so many law enforcement officers who were doing their job get accused of murder and go to jail for crying out loud, does that weigh on you when you say, maybe that's why he does it 16 times instead of one or two? I mean, to me, if I say put down the gun, I've given you the warning.
Yeah.
I don't have to say put down the gun 16 times.
Well, let's hug and sing Kumbaya, too. You know, I mean, give him a chance. Keep giving him a chance. Give him more chances. Chance. I mean, first of all, if someone is shooting at me and I clearly have an officer, a comrade down, I'm not shouting anything. I could care less if you drop it or not, but that's me.
I promised that I would read you the tweet from Jason Aldean because I think it does a very good job of responding to this insanity that he's facing over this song and the video that uses actual crime footage. Wow. How dare he? In the past 24 hours, he writes, I have been accused of releasing a pro-lynching song that's been out since May, and was subject to the comparison that I, direct quote, was not too pleased with the nationwide BLM protest. These references are not only meritless, but dangerous. There's not a single lyric in the song that references race or points to it, and there isn't a single video clip that isn't real news footage. And while I can try and respect others to have their own interpretation of a song with music, this one goes too far. And as so many pointed out, I was present at Route 91, where so many lost their lives, and our community recently suffered another heartbreaking tragedy. No one, including me, wants to continue to see senseless headlines or families ripped apart. Try That in a Small Town, for me, refers to the feeling of a community that I had growing up, where we took care of our neighbors, regardless of differences of background or belief, because they were our neighbors, and that was above any differences. My political views have never been something I've hidden from, and I know that a lot of us in this country don't agree on how we get back to a sense of normalcy, where we go at least a day without a headline that keeps us up at night. But the desire for it, too, that's what this song is all about. Gutsy comment there from him all the way.
Absolutely.
Shutting things down
right now.
Nothing
but real right there.
Exactly right.
We did get a question about the procession to go over to Pequot Lakes tomorrow. It's leaving 545 South Fargo. It'll be heading down Highway 10 sometime after that, shortly after that, heading over towards the Brainerd area into Pequot Lakes. But welcome to joining on that.
More details on that coming up with Steve Alstrom and Bonnie Amistadi, who will be anchoring our coverage. And I'm going to head for downtown Fargo.
All right.
Along with
Let's
Bonnie.
Roll.
Yep. Tom Tucker and Steve today.
Tom and Steve.
Tom and Steve will be doing the anchoring. Bonnie and I will be at the press conference at City Hall.
Funeral live tomorrow here on the fly.
Funeral live on the fly. All right. Thanks for listening, folks. God bless you. Live coverage coming up next.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Order.